Hello, friends, and welcome to what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness. Playing guitar and harmonica, singing the songs and telling the stories of our brothers and sisters is Larry Long. Recording the songs and stories of our brothers and sisters for many years, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau. And today we are honoring freedom. Freedom, foundational to the conspiracy of goodness.
Freedom, whoa, freedom, can you imagine that? Whoa, freedom, freedom, can you imagine that? I want to grow up to be old, to be the dream I dream. I want to teach, I want to reach up to be all I can be. Whoa, freedom, freedom. Can you imagine that? Whoa, freedom, freedom. Can you imagine that?
The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble, and you felt that old tug at your ankles, "Mend my life," each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save, the freedom to continue on to make the world a better place.
To make a job, not just take a job, to love the work you do with happiness, with togetherness, with love from me to you. Freedom, oh, freedom, can you imagine that? Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, can you imagine that?
Charlie Plum, Lieutenant Colonel Charlie Plum, Vietnam veteran, Navy pilot, and on his last flight out in Vietnam, his last mission, he was shot down, parachuted to safety, captured by the North Vietnamese, and spent 6.5 years in solitary confinement in the same prison that the Honorable John McCain was held. And each soldier that was brought to that prison, all the other prisoners, fellow soldiers, reached out, communicated with that person. They developed a tap code on the walls so they could share poems and songs and stories. And on Sunday, they held worship and they prayed the Our Father through a tap code. Because as Charlie Plum told his story on stage at Viterbo University, he walked back and forth, six steps, turn around, six steps back, six steps, turn around, six steps back, six steps, turn around, six steps back. And after he had done this a number of times, he looked up and looked at the audience and said this, "The prison is not the four walls, six by six. The prison, the thoughts in our minds. And we had to remain free in order to remain whole. In order to remain whole was to be human. Freedom, the freedom to think and to speak, to gather and to worship. Freedom, gifts worth preserving, gifts important to share."
To lift up your voice, to shout and sing, until earth and heaven ring. Ah, with harmony, with liberty, from sea to shining sea. Whoa, freedom, aha, freedom. Can you imagine that? Whoa, freedom, aha, freedom. Can you imagine that?
Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela. Just to repeat the man's name reminds us of freedom. Nelson Mandela, imprisoned 27 years for opposing the unjust society of apartheid. And while he was in prison, oftentimes he was tortured and humiliated. And then when he is elected president of South Africa, he's on stage and he had invited a couple of his jailers to come and sit on stage, signaling to all of South Africa that he was no longer imprisoned and they would not be imprisoned any longer by fear and humiliation. And at his inauguration, he read this marvelous poem from Marianne Williamson that says, "You were born to make magnificent the glory of God that's within you. And it's not just in you, it's in everyone. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our light, not our darkness, that sometimes frightens us and holds us back. What is it that you and I are called to be and to do in freedom?" About 6 months after his inauguration, Nelson Mandela would walk through the streets and he would eat at local cafes. And he walked in with his bodyguards, and they sat down, they took a table. And there was another man came into the restaurant and sat down at his old table, and he said to the bodyguards, "Go over and ask that man if he might not want to join us." And the gentleman came over and sat down, and they ordered their food, and food was brought. And this man who sat just next to Mandela was shaking with every bite that he took. His hand shook violently, and it was very difficult for him to get the food into his mouth. And after he left, Mandela said, "Enjoy the rest of your day, sir." And the man left. And his bodyguards looked at him and said, "That man must be in terrible health. Did you see how violently he shook just trying to eat?" And Mandela said, "Oh, it's not his health or his physical strength. You see, that gentleman was one of my jailers. And after I'd be tortured or beaten, this man would come along and spit on me and urinate. He was so afraid that now that I was president, I would seek revenge. But that's not in my nature. I am a free man, a man who is free to love and forgive, to serve and to lead. Free to love and forgive, to serve and to lead. We are all born to make magnificent the glory of God that's within us.
That is such a wonderful story, Tom, about the late Nelson Mandela. I had a chance to travel to South Africa and perform to the State Department, actually, in Durban, and sing for the Zulu Nation and see firsthand some of the power of that reconciliation and love that binds us that came directly from the heart, the divine courage of Nelson Mandela. That first song that I was singing, called Freedom, O Freedom, was written for a man named Mr. Ezra Cunningham. Mr. Ezra Cunningham came from the little town of Beatrice, Alabama. And he shared his life story with children. And from his story, we gifted him with that song, Freedom, O Freedom. Mr. Ezra Cunningham was the first African American to register voters after the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed by President Johnson. He remained in Beatrice, Alabama, his whole life and developed cooperatives to help build up the economy of his community in Beatrice. While others from Alabama moved on to other parts of the world, one of whom was Mrs. Rosa Parks, who left Alabama after she refused to move to the back of the bus on up to Detroit. But when we were singing this song for Ezra Cunningham under a program of mine called Elders Wisdom Children's Song, which brings elders into the classroom like Mr. Cunningham, when we performed that song with all the children in Alabama, the word got out about it and traveled all the way up to Detroit to a woman named Mrs. Elaine Steele, who was taking care of Mrs. Rosa Parks. And there was going to be a big gathering in Montgomery, Alabama, to honor the 45th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. And Mrs. Elaine Steele asked, would I be willing to come and sing that song for Mrs. Parks at that gathering, which I did. It's one of those fruits of creativity, the journey of creativity that will take you to places you would have never imagined before. I also had an opportunity to sing, of all places, in Berlin, when the wall was still up. And I had a chance to sing on both sides of that wall before it came crumbling down. And while I was there on a train to Leipzig, in what was then East Germany or the German Democratic Republic, this song came to me about freedom, the power of freedom. It's so strong that it knocks down walls and it builds bridges between people in ways that one could never imagine. And it goes like this. All that is will surely change. The flesh may go, but the heart remains. We all ride a single train. Life's only road to freedom. With each mile that we go, listen to that whistle blow. The more we hear, the more we know. We're on that road to freedom. We're on that road to freedom. We're on that road to freedom. We have been to both sides. Walls can't hold what love won't hide. Papers talk and powers lie. People, we know that road to freedom. We're on that road to freedom. On that road to freedom. While the world splits in two, with talk of war, we're all we'll lose. Let us sing, let us choose to bridge them walls to freedom. We're on that road to freedom. On that road to freedom.
Larry, that's awful profound and beautiful and significant. We are all on the road to freedom. And like Mandela or Charlie Plum, the prisoner, realized that they were not imprisoned by walls or borders. They were imprisoned by fear, ignorance, in misunderstanding. So these are the things that we must confront even within our own selves. Fear and misunderstanding. A number of years ago I was teaching a class in a larger city south of here, and we were staying in the inner city at a rectory. And when we got up in the morning, we realized that the pastor had gone off to the church to lead worship and had locked the doors. And what was incredible is that the windows all had latches on them, and you couldn't open the windows, nor could you open the door. A number of times I've been locked out of the house, locked out of my car, but never was I locked in. And this reminds me that my misunderstanding, my ignorance and fear locks me in. Rather, I must open the doors, take off the locks, and get on the road to freedom. It's part of the conspiracy of goodness. Here we go.
Why, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Why, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You know, this time together once again has flown by way too fast. But that's the way it always is when you're in a circle of friendship and a circle of community, which is what the conspiracy of goodness is all about. None of us can heal alone. We need each other to pull it through. We're not meant to be living alone. We're meant to share our hearts, our souls, our light with other people. And by doing so, the light shines all around the world. You never know how far one good deed is going to travel. So with that in mind, I just want to say thanks to all of you and WDRT for putting us on the radio to share this time with you. And thanks to my good friend, Mr. Tom Thibodeau, an unofficial ambassador of goodness and the creator of the Master's Program of Servant Leadership at Viterbo University. Thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for listening.
Friends, until we meet again, Brett and Larry and I wish you peace and all good. Let's be free.
I say, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.